Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here's a story about a form of folk art called scrimshaw. Whalers created it in the 19th century to illustrate their dangerous work at sea. Scrimshaw was largely forgotten, but it's getting new attention from the Cahoon Museum of American Art on Cape Cod. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR tells us about it.
Whaling was a major industry in 19th century New England. The oil and blubber lit homes across the U.S. The hunt has been dramatized and romanticized in books and films, including Moby Dick.
There she blows! Sperm whale to starboard! There she blows! There go flukes!
Sounds exciting, but toiling away on whale ships was grueling, physically and emotionally.
It was a life of long moments of boredom punctuated by moments of terror.
Sarah Johnson is the Cahoon Museum's executive director.
Sailors were at sea sometimes for months up to years, and there were long periods of downtime in between the whale hunts. This is where the art form of scrimshaw was really developed.
The whalers found a way to express themselves by turning discarded whale bones and teeth into novel canvases. They polished them, then carved intricate images and filled the etched lines with pigment.
They weren't trained as artists. They didn't have any fancy materials. They had just the scraps of the whaling industry, you know, their knives and some lampblack, and out of that they made these incredible objects.
About 200 top-notch examples are on display in the exhibition Scrimshaw, the Whaler's Art. Alan Granby curated the show. He's been collecting scrimshaw for 50 years.
Art embellishes our lives. It wakes us up. It makes us think. Scrimshaw does all that, but it also brings us into history.
100 years on the eastern shore.
Oh, yes, oh.
100 years on the eastern shore.
100 years ago.
Granby says the scrimshaw images are windows into what the young sailors were seeing, feeling, and reading at sea. There are teeth featuring watery landscapes and ships being smashed by giant whale tails. Also portraits of national heroes and loves left behind. A popular 1837 book about pirates inspired a bunch of scrimshanders, as they're called. They copied its image of a mythic 5th century Scandinavian princess turned swashbuckler named Alwilda.
She's wearing a black tight-waisted jacket with a checkerboard pattern below the waist.
And she wields a curved cutlass sword. With Sarah Johnson's help, Granby unfurls Alwilda's entertaining tale.
She was quite beautiful, and she was quite the target of the young men of the day, and her father wanted her to have nothing to do with them.
So he kind of held her captive in a tower that was supposedly surrounded by snakes. And he informed his daughter that she was to be married to a Danish prince, and she didn't agree with that arrangement.
Finally, she figured out a way to break out of her imprisonment.
As part of her escape, she disguised herself in the clothing of a sailor, of a male sailor.
And joined up with a women's crew and became their captain on a pirate vessel.
Granby estimates he's seen about 20 Alwilda teeth over the years, and they can fetch big bucks at auction. But back in the early 1900s, scrimshaw began to disappear as fossil fuels replaced whale oil. Now people like Granby, who are preserving the art form's past, hope folks today will give it a chance.
We are doing everything within our power to try to maintain it. Scrimshaw is about as niche a niche as you're going to find. Although there are some pretty esoteric things that people collect.
For Sarah Johnson, one takeaway from this exhibition is that the urge to create is in all of us.
And maybe, in fact, when you're in a situation that's dangerous and dirty, that's when you need art the most.
For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shea.
Now clear away the boats, my boys, and after him we'll travel. But if you get too near his tail, he'll kick you to the devil.
Sing and blow your winds in the morning, blow your winds, hi-ho. Clear away your running gear and blow your winds, hi-ho.